What is going on, Colts Nation? He is Jamal Lawrence. I'm Eric Smith, your co-host of the Colts Cast. The first pick is in for the Indianapolis Colts. Laiatu Latu, edge rusher, UCLA. Wow. I mean, Jamal, I don't think I saw a soul mock this out for us. I mean, was he even on your board of someone we would take?
I got to be honest. No.
Well,
not at all.
Yeah, I literally nobody, and I've seen thousands of mock drafts. But look, Laiatu Latu, hey, let's just give it up for him. I mean, we stay put at 15. Ballard got his guy, I'm assuming, because every defensive player was on the board. He was the first defensive player taken. Jamal, let's get right into it. How are we feeling about this pick?
You know what? As the first defensive player taken, like you mentioned, I'm not too mad about it. But before we go ahead and give that breakdown while we talk about it, let's go ahead and hit that like and subscribe button for us here. Absolutely free for you. Hit that button. Drop your comments below. Let us know how you feel about the first pick or the first round draft pick for the Indianapolis Colts. And if it's your first time here, welcome. If you're a returning viewer, appreciate you dropping back by. We know we drop this heat for y'all all the time, so don't skip out on us. All the time. Now, going back to what you asked, you know, I can't be mad about what's going on with this right here. Colts had to make an executive decision. There were a lot of people still on the board that we had all mocked up. Cornerback, we had Mitchell, we had Arnold, we had Edge, we still had Turner. Wide receiver, we still had Brian Thomas Jr. There were options available. I mentioned all that because these are the names that we were hearing nonstop. These are the only names we talked about. Like you said, Latu wasn't someone who was talked about a lot. And I think that maybe he kind of slid under the radar because it could have been of his injury he had that happened back in, I think it was 2021. Maybe that was the case. But clearly, with him getting 10 and a half sacks in 2022, 13 sacks in 2023 while at UCLA, that sparks him up for Chris Ballard and company. Not to mention, this guy had, 26.2% pass rush win rate, highest of anyone over the last three seasons, according to PFF. Something he was doing on film looked good for the Colton company. So I think that they decided that, hey, if we're going to make a move, let's shock the world right now for us and jump on this train and get him.
26.2% pass rush win rate. That is an elite number. I mean, we just got one of the most dominant pass rushers in college football. So let's get hype. This guy has been comped to TJ Watt and Mike Parsons. I'm good with that. Like, if his upside fills up to that, I am good with that. Now, I'm just going to come out and say it, that there's some risk with this pick. Jamal, you've already touched on it. So it's a medium risk, very, very high reward, in my opinion. You know, this is a big swing at the fence. It was almost the end of his career. Like, the doctors at Washington would not clear him to return to football, and they advised him not to. You know, I'm not saying doctors are always right, but that's always scary to hear as a player who had to medically retire from football for two straight seasons due to a neck injury. That is insane. And the way he came back, you know, after he thought his career was over, I mean, he was electrifying at UCLA. So you put all the injury concerns aside, you put some of his other weaknesses, which, I mean, we can get into, like, as a run defender, he's not as good as he is as a pass rusher. Maybe his arm length isn't great, but you put all of that aside, you have the best edge rusher in this draft, in my opinion. Like you said, Jamal, 13 sacks, 21 and a half tackles for loss last season, two interceptions, two forced fumbles. Production's there. He's doing it all. He's a menace. I mean, we can't not be happy with that, right?
Yeah.
NFL-ready defender, high-energy player. 9.3 ROS score. It's not like he's not a great athlete. He's just not that elite athlete that Ballard usually aims for. But he's a brilliant player in the pass rushing game. Technique is very good. Lines up in multiple stances, angles he takes, the hand uses, the time and everything. He calculates it. He's a tactician in that department. I mean, Laiatu Latu, not on my draft board, just because, you know, the injury concerns were always there with me. But, I mean, two straight seasons at UCLA seems to be holding up fine. He's ready to go, man. Like, he was hype.
Yeah, he definitely is ready to go. You know, and like you mentioned, though, he's not that run specialist like he is for that pass rush specialist. So I definitely want to see some development for him. Also, he can get bigger. I'm not going to say he's not big because he is big, but he can get bigger. He can get more muscle on him. And I think that development will definitely come from him this offseason, of course, as well as leading into his future in the NFL. Because one thing I will say, you know, I know you mentioned some of the we can talk about some of the negatives here for us besides just the run game for him. He exposes his chest a lot. And when you expose your chest like that, what you want these offensive linemen to do is to get a paw on you. Once they get one of them paws on you, it's smooth sailing because you're not going to go anywhere except for where they want you to go, especially with somebody who has, to, in my opinion, from what I've seen on film, is what it looks like kind of a weaker lower half. So I think that working on explosiveness, not only obviously he's fast off the ball, that's not so much an issue for him, but working on explosiveness of driving through players is going to be important because we're looking at these tackles. These tackles are 320, 330 pounds. Those are these big dudes for someone his size to have to try to bull rush and beat. So I definitely think his development for that sake is going to have to have some work this offseason, but that's what the Colts are here for. And I really think that what he brings to the game on the positive side definitely helps out his case a lot, and I'm excited to see what he can do. What does that mean for some of our players moving forward? I don't know. We'll have to break some of that down. Of course, we know Kwity Paye going into year four his contract. Are the Colts going to look to use that fifth year option next year? Are they going to look just to move on? Maybe. I don't know. We're gonna have a great time, of course, leading into the season, talking about all these things that could happen in the future. But right now, I just want to give a shout out to Latu for being our first round draft pick. And I know he's ready. Again, like you mentioned, Eric, with the doctors basically medically retiring you have that chip on your shoulder when you have an opportunity to come back. So he's definitely ready to show them that he can still do it. And again, you know, a familiar name to the Colts Nation. This is the same surgery that Peyton Manning had. We saw what happened when Peyton came back from the surgery when he went to Denver, balled out, went to the Super Bowl, won a Super Bowl, then lost the next one, yada, yada, yada. Point is that, of course, injuries happen. They always scare us. But, you know, once these doctors have completed these procedures and that and they feel that they're comfortable and they can get back on the field, that's just the risk that they have to take. And for some reason, what he showed on tape, what he showed in person, is a risk that Ballard and company are willing to take. And if they're willing to take that risk, then let's watch it. Let's watch it pan out and see what happens from there.
Yeah, I mean, we can be honest. He arguably might be our best pass rusher day one.
Yeah,
might be. I think you can make a case for it. Not a horrible pick. Guys calling for Ballard's head. Don't know what we're talking about here. I think in his mind, he took the best player available. There were a lot of offensive players taken. I was kind of shocked the Raiders took Brock Bowers. They just took Michael Mayer. Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird to me, but there were some other weird picks to me too in the draft. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you had your pick at any defensive player, and they chose Latu. They chose Latu for this organization, and we're going to see how it pans out. Will he start day one? Not sure. You probably want him to, but you know he could be a rotational piece to start, which is fine. But you do want to draft, you know, in the first round, day one impact players. So can he make an impact day one? I think he can, just might not be, you know, full time every down, you know, mm-hmm. player, you know. But it'll be interesting to see how Gus Bradley uses him. You know, I think they can line him up and put him in an advantageous matchups where he can win these one-on-ones. Especially like he dominated tight ends in college, like, you know, so they can move him around. They can do stunts. I think, I don't know. It'll be very interesting to see how he lines up in our defense. Cause he can line up in a variety of ways. So that I'm excited, man.
Yeah, absolutely. He definitely can, and it'll bring that extra energy we need, especially in a very low blitz defense that we're in, the Gus Bradley defense. So with a low blitz rate like we have, we got to get all the pressure we can, especially on the pass on the quarterback, because we know quarterback facilitates it all. So we're getting pause on him and get him down before he can get the ball out, then we're in good shape. So hopefully that's what Latu brings to the table for us. And like you mentioned, no matter where he is on the field, whether he's standing up, dropping back to backer, or being at that LEO spot, kind of whatever the case is here, hopefully we can see he brings some positivity to the squad for us.
Yeah. What is going to happen in the second round? Like, what are we going to do? It's going to be interesting. Man,
all bets are off the table. Anything you thought was going to happen, you can go and throw it out in Balor fashion. I'm telling y'all, like I said before, and I'm gonna keep it short and sweet for Eric. There's gonna be some trades going on here. Balor's not going out this draft with 7 picks total. He will garner a few more one way or another. So don't be surprised. Maybe we see something happen in the second round. I don't know.
Yeah, he loves to get those picks, right?
Yeah.
But we got Laiatu. Am I saying that right? Laiatu Latu?
I say Laiatu Latu.
Laiatu Latu.
Yeah. But we could both be wrong. I mean, people called Okereke for years. So who knows?
Hey, I'm bad with pronunciations. But, you know, line my man up, 2-point stance, 3-point stance, it don't matter. He going for double-digit sacks in his rookie season. Look, Colts Nation, let us know what you think. It's been a crazy night, I feel like, because I thought Bowers was going to fall to us. Mm-hmm. Didn't happen. Michael Penix Jr. going at 8 shook things up. A lot of things got shooken up. The Jets didn't take Bowers. You know, it's been fun. It's been fun, yeah. I will say. Jamal, you got anything else?
That's it for me today, man. Just get ready for day 2.
Day 2 and day 3. You know, we're going to have a full draft breakdown just like we did last year. We got y'all. Not going to do an episode on every player like this, but we'll definitely give y'all a breakdown of what we think about the draft come Sunday or Monday. So, absolutely. Hey, that's going to be it for us, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Colts Cast. We're live on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, any platform you use to listen to podcasts. And we'll be back next time to give you some more Indianapolis Colts content.
Take it easy.